Behind all of the angst and concerns that naturally bubble up about the Iranian war, another under the surface bubbling feature is what ends up happening in the year ahead with tariffs, and particularly in the continued hostility that the president expresses toward China as America's major economic rival in the world. Will tariffs, after we get past this period of 10% tariffs for 150 days, and President Trump figures ways legally, he presumes, although not certainly, still to be determined, to impose specific tariffs on specific countries, largely at his whim, will he re-engage in a more hostile conflict on tariffs with China? And will that have big market impact, big economic impact? Now, let me take you back to things that I've said many times over the course of the last year. When President Trump on so-called Liberation Day, April 2nd, 2025, introduced his so-called reciprocal tariffs, the size and the spread across the entire world of them was a shocker to almost everyone. People were not expecting that level of what you could view at both magnitude, depth, and somewhat bizarreness in the way they were constructed. That caused the market to fall through the floor. Pretty quickly, the market came to the view that maybe the fear was overblown, that a lot of these tariffs would get readjusted, and that people would figure out ways to get around the tariffs. If you look at those initial tariffs, the reality in 2025 is from April 2nd on, the actual amount of money collected was about a third of what they originally projected it would be. Because there's so many what you could view as workarounds, loopholes, ways to cheat, ways to avoid the tariff legally, import through Mexico or Canada, you largely avoid the tariffs. There's all kind out of literally millions of imports. There were the Consumer Border Protection Agency subset that oversees tariffs and the inspection for tariffs did just under 500 total physical examinations in the face of millions of importations. In that period, China's exports actually went up. But
请关注公众号思维纪要社，更多纪要请加V CN2021-0130。
They didn't go up directly to America. They went up to other Asian countries that then repackaged and shipped into America at lower tariff rates. This kind of thing is always being gamed. If we have a reignited tariff war with China, these kinds of rigging events will continue to go on. There's so many different ways people play that game that while the initial fear may cause short-term volatility in the market for a relatively few days, we're now so used to this game going on that stocks would adjust to it really quickly. And while there could otherwise be bear market for other bad things like something that goes haywire with the Iran war or whatever, this one will not impede seriously because how that game is played was proven to work in 2025. Global trade rose. Global trade rose when it wasn't expected to. The reality of all of the different ways that people learned to sidestep and minimize the tariff impact, they've learned from and they're continuing to learn from, so that that type of an event now will have much less market impact than it had early in 2025 and be more like what we had toward the back of 2025, which is actually a pretty good year for most everybody. Thank you. Hi, this is Ken Fisher. Subscribe to the Fisher Investment YouTube channel if you like what you've seen. Click the bell to be notified as soon as we publish new videos.